Concours Agricom 2008, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 9. Go green, you'll save more than just the planet. This year you've seen an inconvenient truth and rocked at live Earth. You want to know what to do to help save the planet, but you want to be able to do it without spending more. The problem is, where do you start? It's the million-dollar question asked of environmental experts every day. Should you be saving energy, helping endangered species, cutting local pollution, or supporting local shops? Should you aim for the biggest possible green impact, or go for something smaller but more achievable? A slew of organisations have started to produce lists, including perhaps the most comprehensive attempt yet to quantify the most effective pledges people and businesses can make by WWF, formerly the World Wildlife Fund. The Observer has been reviewing these lists, including one we commissioned ourselves from the Carbon Coach, Dave Hampton, who left corporate life to become a low CO2 evangelist. WWF's list of 10 eco-resolutions deserves a special mention because it was drawn up from a long list of 2,000 possible actions by a panel of 6 experts who ranked, picked and voted until they got to a list of 10 actions in order of priority that would be both big in their impact and achievable by individuals. The resulting list is heavily focused on saving energy and thus reducing the greenhouse gases generated by fossil fuels. Walking instead of driving reduces local pollutants and congestion. Repairing electrical goods saves precious resources as well as money. Recycling paper helps save trees and their habitats. Given the focus on energy, the key question is, what can you do that will have the most dramatic effect? Top of WWF's list, and most of the others, is measuring your carbon emissions. With a growing number of carbon calculators available online, it's an easy place to start. Dave Hampton goes a step further and suggests people gulp hard, have a drink, then phone your best friend to tell them your number. That is, the tons of carbon dioxide emissions generated by your home and transport. The idea is to make it a coming out process that keeps people motivated and spreads the message, says Hampton. It's a bit like Alcoholics Anonymous or Weight Watchers. After that, the lists begin to differ. Suggestions range from the serious, video conferencing instead of business travel, to the gently subversive, insisting on tap water in restaurants. From the easy, ordering the vegetarian option, to the sacrificial, stopping flying. But some ideas crop up repeatedly. Joining a campaign group to lobby for bigger changes, like Friends of the Earth's Big Ask campaign. Eating more seasonal and local food, which doesn't need so much energy to grow or be transported, and driving and flying less. Perhaps the biggest barrier to motivation, however, is the fear that individual efforts, no matter how successful, make little difference to a monstrous global problem. Fin du texte numéro 9.